like a slowed down version of this.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Here, New York City, dial 888-808-1019. I'm back from Yankee Stadium. I think by like the seventh inning, I stopped yelling because I had to save my voice. Keith McPherson on the fan, a Yankee fan who's sad, disappointed, frustrated, angry, mad. And I know there's a lot of people tuning in to drink Yankee tears as the Yankees go down 3-0 to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we've got plenty of time to get on the Yankees, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The regular season is not the postseason. There is no plan to win without Aaron Judge. And some of the plans that the Yankees have, we are going to literally question forever. I repeat, forever. We're never going to get rid of this one. You're going to be just in the middle of your sleep. It'll be, I don't know, January 2027. You're going to be like, but Gerrit Cole, 88 pitches after he was on extra rest. He didn't even pitch the whole year. Anyway, folks, I haven't been on since Thursday. And that's when the fun ended. The most fun we had as Yankee fans was buying the Yankee fitted with a World Series patch. I was just on the train, and I'll tell you, probably 80% of the people with a Yankees hat on had on a fitted Yankees cap with this World Series patch. And I'm on the internet too much. I'm a child of the internet. So I read all the things about people saying, don't buy that hat. Don't wear that hat. Don't get it until they're champions. You're not going to want to wear that. I'm going to wear it. I might not go reach for it in a week, 2 months, spring training, opening day. And there are things that I'm proud of as a Yankee fan that, like, you know, even going in there tonight and seeing World Series painted on our field, like that gave me a sense of pride. We're playing. And all the other teams except for the Dodgers are not. 888-808-1019. But now's not the time for that. I don't even have time tonight. This show will be over in 45 minutes. This is the time to call in and have the conversations for everyone to hear. Like I said, I haven't been on since Thursday night where it was all optimism. It was all hope. It was Yankees in six, Yankees in seven. Some of you even had the audacity to say Yankees in five if you do the math. These boys look like they're about to get swept. It's about to be brooms. It's about to be drinking Yankees tears all winter. Embarrassed Yankee fans walking around the world. This is unacceptable. And you know what I said going into today? I mean, game one bled into game two. And you can fly across the country. You can get back home. You can be in Yankee Stadium, which I've never seen it like that. And I've been to all of these postseason series since 2015. I've been to regular season games 40 a year, 50 a year. I've never seen it like that with the media presence, the amount of fans, over 49,000, almost 50,000 fans in the building, plus probably another 2,000 or more outside the building. And that's what the Yankees do. That's what they put out on the field. That's how they show up. They didn't show up. They had nothing, again. And you can blame the umps, the home plate umps. It is what it is. It just looks weak when you're talking about that. If the ump was that bad, Boone should have ran out there and tightened him up. Go ahead, get ejected, Booney. At this point, you save that for tomorrow. Like, just even watching the post game and listening to the comments, enough already, man. Respect to the Dodgers. They're in a different weight class. And this series might have been different if you take game one, which you had multiple times. This series might be different if you rallied to take game two. And that's what hurts about it, because it's not like you've been dominated on the scoreboard. The 6-3 score doesn't really tell the story of that game when you were up 2-1, up 3-2. And then even like, I mean, I don't know. The past is the past. What's done is done. They're down 3-0. I don't want to hear any fairy tales. I don't care about other teams. I didn't even really want to hear the, oh, well, in 1996, Keith.
oh, well, you know, in the history of the Dodgers-Yankees series, the team that went down 2-0 came. I'm like, yeah, but there's a lot different about those teams. Those teams had multiple guys. Those teams had some champions. Those teams had some guys that were actually going to go out there with some pride, lay it on the line, and say, no, 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 not tonight. We're not going to get embarrassed. Enough of that. Enough guys to stop the bleeding. And when I watch this series, I realize the Yankees don't have enough guys to stop the bleeding. They have a couple guys. Giancarlo Stanton has literally changed his whole narrative. And I don't care about the send. I know people are going to talk about that. People are talking about it on the train. How do you send him? How do you send him? They're not hitting. He's the only guy hitting, getting on base. We know he can't run, but you got to hope that they don't make the throw, catch the ball, make the tag. We're in desperation mode for anything. The fans are in there in desperation mode, ready to explode, ready to yell, ready to back this team. All the nonsense talk about booing Aaron Judge. Like, what are we talking about, man? And then as soon as we hear that Trevino is going to start, like, that's going to do anything. People, oh, well, here we go. How many bases the Dodgers going to steal? Like, we're down tremendous. We're down astronomical as a fan base, as a team, as an organization right now. 888-808-1019. The Dodgers are up. And you know what I say about the Dodgers? As much as I hate on Ohtani, and Ohtani, I mean, a shoulder injury, whatever. Clearly, they don't need Ohtani to do much. He's half of the player that they signed. But they signed him. And they also signed Yamamoto. Yankees weren't going to pay Yamamoto what they were going to pay him. And I know Yamamoto wanted to go there anyway, but follow me. They traded for Jack Flaherty. Yankees looked at his medicals. They passed on him. Didn't need him. We're out there throwing Clark Schmidt. That game was over. Like, I went to the bleachers for roll call, which is insane now. There's so many cameras and media members, and I get it. It's like it's good, it's mainstream, but it's just like it's too much. It's too much. It's way too much. That game was over. We tried to get hype. Fat Joe was out there trying to hear his music. Shout out to Joey Crack. I ran into Crack earlier, like literally like 25 minutes before he went on. I ran into him like, yo, do your thing. He was wearing every chain on his neck, shining. He tried to hold it down, but that's a tough performance. I guess I'm making excuses for him and the Yankees. I was like, this must be strictly for TV. And then I saw the Twitter response, and I guess it was bad on TV. It didn't sound great in there. It didn't look great on TV. Honestly, shout out to my boy Zach. Zach's like, when Fat Joe going to perform? I'm like, he's not going to perform tonight. We're too close to first pitch. They must be pushing that till tomorrow. I'm like, I saw him, but I don't think they got enough time for him to come out and do two songs. Yeah, he did. Actually, three. He did a little lean back. New York, all the way up. Had the Timbs on the mound. It didn't help. There is nothing to help these guys. There's nothing. There is no plan to overcome the MVP struggles. You can't have your highest paid player, captain of the team, struggling like this, striking out more than anybody, batting under 100. When I talk about the Dodgers and them going out and signing players and getting players, you're seeing the difference between our bullpen, their bullpen. Right, you can't get by on the scrap heap, bargain bin, clearance rack guys. Oh, scoop a guy here, scoop a guy there, wait for a guy to come back from injury, piece it together, but then be so inclined to get to the bullpen. Not against a lineup like this, not against Freddie Freeman. As soon as Freddie Freeman hit that ball out, took the air out of the place. That's a bad man. He came around second base, waving all the Yankee fans, waving everybody watching on TV. That's good night. That's three homers in the series. How many ribbies? You got, what, do you have 10? Like, bro, he's MVP. He's MVP, and he's got a ring. And that's what I'm talking about, right? Did the Yankees make a run at Freddie Freeman when he was a free agent? He shouldn't even be on the Dodgers. He should be with the Braves. But you know what the Dodgers said? Come on down. Because the Dodgers, every chance they get to improve their team, they do it. And they have injuries. They're missing starting pitchers. They're missing guys that help them get there. It doesn't matter when you add. You always add. Every opportunity that you have to get better, you add. And you tell other guys that aren't as good, see ya, Jason Hayward, Ahmed Rosario, bye-bye. We're good here. You add. You keep adding. Michael Kopech gave up a little whatever, but I mean, they still went and got him at the deadline. You see the difference between who they added at the deadline, even a Kevin Kiermaier, a Tommy Edman. You add. If you have a good team, You make that team better. On my screen right now, I'm looking at the Kansas City Chiefs. Right? Being undefeated is not good enough for the Chiefs. They're making trades. You add. If you think you're good, stop thinking you're good. You want to be great. You need to add. Iron sharpens iron. So when I look at the Dodgers, I just say, they at every winter meetings, offseason, every trade deadline, they add. Doesn't matter if you go back to Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Manny Machado. Like, they do. This is what they do. And there's a reason why they're always in the DSCS. Been to plenty World Series in the last 10 years. Eventually, they're going to crack through. And not even crack through. Right now, they're cracking our ass. It is not close. They have enough guys that are ready for the moment. They have enough guys that this isn't pressure. They have enough guys that have been here before. They have enough guys that relish this. And veterans. They're not relying on young guys. They're not relying on guys that are like it's not enough. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys want me to tell you. I'm going to open up for calls. There's my open. This show will be over in like 20, 30 minutes. And like I said, I'm like you. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm sad. I'm disappointed. People dancing on our graves after the first game, second game. And you just had a little bit of hope that they could flip the script, that they could come back to New York. It had been almost 2 weeks since we had a game in Yankee Stadium. And that's what they show up and do, just striking out and grounding out and flying out and not being able to string anything together. Can't get a guy on, move a guy over. I don't know what to tell you guys. It was disappointing, frustrating, and as much as we enjoyed getting to the World Series, to go out like this, it just shows you all of your little warts, all of the little cracks in your armor, all the little cut corner things that you did, they start to show. And then, you know, the biggest thing is your captain, the face of your franchise, your highest paid player, you know, he's got to just go out there and underperform and then get in the post game and say, all it takes is one. And yeah, nah, enough already. It's not good enough. I had a conversation. Shout out to Bucky Dent's wife, a couple people in Andrew Levy's suite. And I bounced around. I was in MLB suite, MLB Network. There was a lot of, I've never seen that many celebrities at Yankee Stadium. Adam Sandler, Scottie Scheffler, bunch of players. Let's see, no, Adam Jones, Jimmy Rollins, every Yankee legend. You can name every, if I walk right past A-Rod, Tino Martinez was in there. Obviously, you saw Jeter was in there. Paul O'Neill, obviously, in there. Cecil Fielder, Jim Leyritz, Doc Gooden. I could keep going with the amount of people that I saw. But I had a conversation, and Bucky could hear me, where I was like, you know what? Everybody wanted to lean into their last bit of hope about going down 2-0 and talk about 96 and talk about the, please, 96. Was different. You had guys that were different then. You had guys that could step up. You also had an owner that was embarrassed that came in there and lit that team up. That's what I heard from all the stories, right? It's before my time, 78, 96. Like, you go down 2-0 and you got somebody coming in there and lighting a fire under these ass, not under their ass, not telling them like, yeah, status quo. We're gonna see it through. We believe they'll turn it around. No, it's a 7-game series, and you lose one the way you did on Friday night. It bleeds into game 2, and then you don't have anything by the time you come home for game 3. And now you're about to get swept because you look lifeless. You look dead. And even against their bullpen, they've got some guys that smell blood in the water over there. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, Kike Hernandez. These guys are dogs, and they know they're one win away from sweeping the New York Yankees, getting another ring, and actually having a parade in LA this time. It's not the COVID season anymore. So 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. You call me up with your thoughts, your concerns, your questions, how you're feeling, and then I'll pass the mic over to Chris McMonagle at 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
I don't want to hear a happy song.
I don't want to dance. I don't even want anybody to nod their head to this right now. I know somebody is, though. I know some type of Yankee hater is like, woo! Yankees are down 3-0. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm going to go right to the phone. Avery's in St. Louis on the fan in New York.
Hi, Keith.
What's up, bro? Sorry.
You know,
sorry. This is your World Series,
This
man.
Is my first.
Yeah.
And not really, but, you know, the one that I can remember.
Yeah.
And I'm watching all this, and I'm just, I mean, you know, I could say everything. You already said it. I'm just going to repeat what everybody else is saying, but it's all so obvious anyway. Just ultimately, like, the whole thing in my mind is, you know, I have this opportunity. And I'm fortunate enough that I'm in a position where I get to actually go. And now that's, and I know it's not, maybe it's a little selfish, but it's just the whole idea of getting to experience it, you know? So that's really why I say it. And the opportunity is just like, it's there, but I don't know if I'm going to have it. And it's the same thing with these Yankees. It's like, it's so close, yet so far. And we go out of 82-80, and we make it to this World Series, and we get Juan Soto. And now, you know, everybody, we're all having these thoughts. It's like, oh, well, now we might not have Juan Soto anymore. Oh, now this whole team's going to collapse. We're going to get swept. It's going to be a whole thing. We're never going to get back, et cetera, you know?
Yeah, I do know. I do know. The Dodgers are supposed to be pursuing Juan Soto. I can't even think about that now. But you said something that's in my notes for like 2-3 weeks from now. They came back from 82-80 and got to the World Series. Like that's one of those things that you put in the notes for the show like in a couple weeks. Right now it's just like they're trash can. Thanks for the call, Avery. Like right now they're miserable. Right now, like you young guys who, like, I talked to so many people, like, that just, they put up so much bread for that. Like, there's so many people that have tickets to the game tonight, game 4, or game 5 that might not even happen. And to sit through the traffic, to sit through the packed trains, it's almost like you're dreading it. You're heading to a funeral. You're heading to the end of your season. You're ending to like your ultimate demise, where like there was some energy today, but it got erased. I'm telling you, when Freddie Freeman hit that ball, I knew it was over. I knew it was over when Teoscar and Freddie Freeman went back to back. Freddie Freeman is a dog, man. I know you guys hate him, but look into his story. Look up his family life. And look at the road that he took to get here. And I know you guys remember seeing him be emotional. He wanted to stay in Atlanta and be a Brave forever. Universe never unconnects. He had to meet his destiny. His destiny was to be a Dodger. I know I was looking at him in the Brave, in the Mets series, right? A former Brave killer. And I'm thinking like, yo, he might kill the Mets like he used to, but he was a little compromised with the ankle. He had 5-6 days off or whatever it was to rest and recover. Ankle's fine. Chris is in Hartford, Connecticut on the fan. Go for it, Chris.
Hey, Keith, man. Thanks for taking the call, man. I got to start. I'm a 51-year-old Yankee fan. I've seen great October baseball. The tone of your voice says it all. This is how we're all feeling right now, exactly the way your voice sounds, man. I'm down in the dumps with this team. There's no fight. There's no heart with this team. I want a Paul O'Neill on this team. I want some kind of energy coming out of that dugout. Aaron Boone had a great chance to put us.
Like Aaron Judge, as much as we love him, he has broken our hearts. Aaron Judge's demeanor and performance, that is the leader. That is the captain of the team. That's who they're following behind.
100%. And honestly, you talk about leading this team. Aaron Boone, all year long, any borderline strike, he's chirping from the dugout.
That's what I'm
what
saying,
happens when Bieber gets...
Go out there and tighten him up. There's no games left.
Exactly. You have nothing to lose. You're on the verge of going down 3-0. Glaber gets rung up on a pitch that's 8 inches above the zone, and he just stands there nodding his head. Go out there, light a spark under these guys,
man. We're all in there,
man.
Yelling and screaming. Like, we're all in there yelling and screaming because there were so many borderline pitches. Like, what got me was those outside strikes to Volpe that weren't the same for Mookie Betts. They're like the same size,
yep.
Same strike zone. I'm like, this is like, but we it looks weak for us to complain about the strike zone when you're down 3-0, right? The thing is,
exactly.
They got to help themselves. Stop looking for help. Umpire's trying to get back to the hotel, trying to get out of here in 2 games.
And that's a whole other point, Keith, man. MLB's, I'm not going to blame the game or
they
the series.
Trash,
anything
the whole series. It's a shame that this is
the
World Series.
The whole postseason's been trash. And if you look at those ump trackers, to see where these umps rank according to Major League Baseball.
I saw.
These guys are trash. They're garbage.
I saw.
I'd rather have Angel Hernandez out there. I mean, it's the same result.
Dude, I didn't want to put that negative energy out on my last show, but I saw. I literally have it in my notes, and I'm like, no, do not speak on these umpires' rankings. Like, it might play in our favor. It has not. Thanks for the call, Chris. 888-808-1019. Robo-umps. Robo-umps. The sooner, the better. Let's go to Point Pleasant and talk to Rick on the fan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Terrible, honestly.
A couple points. I'm not terrible. I'm a Dodgers fan from Point Pleasant, but I want to talk about Dave Roberts and how I feel your pain, because the last 7-8 years, I've been in your shoes. And Boone ruined the series from game one, but I don't want to hear about robo-umps and all that. Will Smith tonight had ball four and it would have been bases loaded, no outs, and he called a strike. So I don't want to hear that.
It goes both ways. And that's why I said it sounds weak for us as Yankee fans to complain about the umps. When these guys are striking out, not hitting, they're not doing anything anyway.
That's my point. I went to the game with 8 other Yankee fans. I was the only Dodger fan. I said, 2 strikes. I was taught as a young kid, 5 years old, swing the bat if you have 2 strikes.
Yeah, fight
it
off.
Swinging. They weren't swinging.
Because they're weak. They are defeated. They are hoping they get a walk. They are literally hoping that they can work a walk.
They were trying to do what the Dodgers did the whole playoffs, work the count. You got 2 strikes, swing the bat. And I said it, and I wanted a series. It might sound selfish because I'm a Dodger fan, but I wanted a series. They weren't swinging the bat. They weren't hungry. And it sucks. I feel for you, but I felt it for the last 7 years.
Yeah, you'll feel pretty good probably in the next couple of days. Thanks for the call, Rick. 888-808-1019. This is baseball. This is fandom. This is what comes with it. Before this postseason run started, I told you this could be devastating. We are devastated right now. I told you it could also be amazing. We were amazed by a lot of things. Giancarlo Stanton, Juan Soto, back-to-back jacks with Judge and Soto. Some of the pitching performances. The guys out of the bullpen, amazing. But now it's starting to come to light that, like, yeah, that's against teams in the AL Central. You get in the Fall Classic against the Dodgers, and they just look like they are in another league. They are. They're in the National League. And we wanted the Dodgers, most of us, I think, as Yankee fans, because we did not want a Subway Series with the Mets. Could you imagine? The way you feel now, imagine if this was the Mets. Oh, my. Oh, my. Robbie's in Lennox. Robbie, you're on the fan.
Hey, hey, Keith, how you doing? Oh, boy, Keith, let me tell you something. All right, so let's, you know, it's just tough, Keith. I mean, I've been a Yankee fan, you know, going back to 1970. The problem with this team is the construction of this team, and I've said this all year long. You cannot have your power hitters up 1 and 2. Now, look, you know, Emmanuel said to me last night or the other night, he said, oh, the Yankees have table setters. No, they don't. Gleyber Torres, you have 2 guys. I love Soto, don't get me wrong. But you have 2 guys that lead off that can't run the bases, okay? They're not base runners. They don't give you speed. They don't manufacture runs. And Aaron Judge, you know, I love Aaron Judge. Don't get me wrong. We all do. But it's disgusting when you strike out 21 times in 40-something at bats.
Yeah, you can't be the worst player. You can't be the most valuable player and be the worst player. It doesn't make any sense.
And God forbid Jason Dominguez can ever get a bat. Now, I know Doogie hit the home run. So, I mean, you know, but they're just not hitting. And I knew
Dominguez
was going to get thrown out.
And they didn't give him an opportunity. I told somebody tonight, they didn't call him up September 1st when they had the opportunity to literally put him out there and say, go, kid, learn. It's been Verdugo's year. Judge, our captain, lobbied for them to go get Verdugo. He's always been the guy. It's been his spot, his place. And
would you put Jazz up first and bat Stanton third? Just please get Judge out of the third hole. It's ridiculous.
Nah, they're going down with the sinking ship as is, status quo.
Why can't they just switch? Why can't they just reverse Stanton and Judge and let Stanton bat third behind Soto? It's ridiculous.
I guarantee won't. They're not desperate enough. They're willing to die on their sword. They're willing to, like, die on their own principles. What did I say in the beginning of this as well? We're diehard fans. They're diehard decision makers. They will die.
Who's the idiot in the media, too, that said the Dodgers have lousy starting pitching? Their starting pitching has been fantastic in this series.
I don't know. I really don't know, but that was the narrative. That's what the Mets fans were saying. Oh, they don't have the starting pitching.
Right. How? Walker Buehler giving up one run in 18 innings.
30 scoreless innings. Yeah. Like, I don't know. See, that's what, it doesn't matter on paper. Yes, it doesn't. None of it matters on paper. None of it matters in theory.
Yeah, and by the way, Keith, if I have to see Daniel Jones play one more stinking game for the New York Football Giants, it'll be too soon.
Bro.
It'll be too soon, brother. Love you, bro. Talk to you soon, man.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call, Robbie. I do not even have the minutes to talk Giants with y'all tonight. We had that on in one of the suites when it was like 9-6, 9-9. All I'll say about that is Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, Trevante Tank Davis. It's a sleeveless, it's a A-shirt, it's a tank. Tank! Tank so you can actually get you a Jaden Daniels or something. Tank! Don't sweat it, Giants fans. Tank. Keep watching Daniel Jones. Just hope he doesn't get hurt. 888-808-1019. My calls are clear, so I can kind of lean into some more things. Robbie mentioned roster construction. And you just heard me wax poetically about the Dodgers, and I've been doing this for years. They always add. They're never content. They move on from guys. Cody Bellinger, bye-bye. Like, they're always looking to improve their team. They're never satisfied. And that is what you're seeing right now when you match up with the Yankees, who, like, not for that, like, you got to sit Austin Wells at catcher. I forget who I was talking to about Kyle Higashioka. Kyle Higashioka showed himself in the postseason for the Padres against the Dodgers. He hit. He was in home runs. Wouldn't have been nice to have him, but you can't. Like, it just, you had to give him up to get Juan Soto. And as much as we patted Brian Cashman on the back for getting Juan Soto, and in that same year getting to the World Series, you run out of gas here. You come up short here. You got to always be adding. You can't always be passing. You can't let a trade deadline go by where you don't improve your bullpen when you know it's a weakness. And then the love affair with Clay Holmes, like, I hope this is it. I hope he doesn't come back. And I hate to, like, throw Clay Holmes under the bus, but, like, they are so obsessed with, like, going to Clay Holmes. We can do better. We can do better. They add Mark Leiter Jr. I said to someone tonight, Mark Leiter Jr. wasn't even on the CS roster. Ian Hamilton went down. Not trying to throw guys under the bus. I'm talking about this whole big picture, this whole roster construction. You got guys in the bottom of the order that they can't get it done. Meanwhile, look at the Dodgers' bottom of the order. They got guys that can. Shohei Ohtani's running out there with a shoulder sleeve, just like playing into this whole thing. He's hurt. He does not have to do a damn thing, but just go out there and stand in the box. At this point, Freddie Freeman is the MVP, who actually has an MVP 60-game season when the Dodgers won the World Series. And he has a World Series ring. He's a dog. He's testing. He's proven. Teoscar Hernandez got a ton of home runs and good games against the Yankees. And this is a guy who said he likes the bright lights. And they have a ton of talent. Teoscar Hernandez was to be had. Kike Hernandez, there was rumors that the Yankees were in contact with Kike Hernandez. Didn't happen. This offseason, there's going to be a serious conversation. As much as y'all love Juan Soto, and I do too. Juan Soto's defense in this World Series, there's a few things that we can look at to say, hey, maybe it goes a little differently, even if you had Judge in right field. But you get Juan Soto, you got to play Juan Soto in right field. The Yankees are kings of playing guys out of position. I don't know, man. The chinks in your armor start to show. The little things that you did to cut corners or the little things that you did to get by, you can't get by when you're playing the best of the best. So getting to the World Series is great until you're in the World Series and you're embarrassed and you can't hit and you've scored three runs. You're not going to win. You can't get it done. You might be able to get by teams like the Guardians, who are not as buttoned up and, you know, throwing wild pitches and pass balls and walking guys. Or, you know, the Royals, who just were not ready for primetime. The Dodgers have a bunch of guys that have done it. They have guys with World Series rings on their fingers, MVPs. They have guys that this is nothing. They couldn't, Mookie Betts couldn't wait to get to Yankee Stadium, former Red Sox. Like, you were just seeing the Yankees are not in their weight class.
Shout out to John Carlos Stanton, though. Like, that guy's not a bad word about him. And shout out to the Yankee fans that showed up to support the team, almost 50,000 people in there that were still believing. We're ready to go, still believing, trying to root on this team. And before you could even sit down and finish your beer, not even finish it, before you get halfway through your beer, that ball was flying out of right field and the doubt set right back in. And you know, I had a thought earlier about your thoughts become things. And as fans, you might think that it's over, well, before today. At 2-0, the Yankees can't think like that. The Yankees as players have to feel like we can turn this around. But then they got to physically do it. And there was a lot to be desired there. They didn't score until Verdugo hit. It was meaningless. I was outside. It was done. We were cooked. Anyway, I got a break here. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get a word in. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. I have 2.5 minutes to take calls, but if you got this far and you're on hold, stay. C-Max coming up next, and he'll take your calls. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's see who I can get in here. Let's go to Tim in Queens.
Yo,
what's up, Keith. Tim?
Keith, I just want to thank you so much for being my sports therapist. I think all of our sports therapists here. I'm driving home from the game tonight. I'm really tough. I mean, it was exciting. It's my first World Series game, you know, but it's, you're right. After that Freeman home run, it just felt lifeless and dejected from there. And I'm really trying to be positive. And I guess we have nothing left but positivity.
I guess it's fake.
I just wanted to call in.
Yeah. Thanks, positive Timmy. It's fake. Like, you guys can fake it if you want to. I'm not beat for it. Like, it is what it is. We don't get to play. We don't swing the bat. We don't throw the ball. We don't get to do anything. We try to cheer. We try to, you know, post positive things and show up and spend our money to rally around the team. And let's give them a standing O. Marty is in White Plains on The Fan. What's up, Marty?
How you doing, Keith? I noticed something with Stanton. I know he had, like, hamstring injuries in the past, and he's always, you know, been injured, whatever.
Quad, hamstring, calf, sure. Yep.
Yes. Do you think if he had, like thinner spikes, he would have beat that out at home plate?
Nah, thanks for the call, Marty. What? Thinner spikes? What? Like, you just talked about his hamstring injuries. Don't we know about this? I don't know, man. He can't run. Erickson Bridgeport on The Fam. What's up, Eric? The guy can't run. The guy can't run. And we are so desperate for runs that you have to send him and just, like I say, hope that they don't make the throw, catch, and tag. I'm sorry, Eric. Go for it.
I mean, we're promised world-class baseball, and we get absolute garbage. And, you know, there's no connectedness in this lineup. We put guys on base with two outs. We don't move them along. We're static. Now, what I'll say about the Dodgers is they don't make a lot of opportunities. They had five hits tonight, but they sure as hell don't waste them. Constant pressure, secondary lead. We're out there standing freaking still. We can't get a hit unless it's two outs. Listen. This team is mentally broken. It starts from the top. We're talking about needing $1 billion worth of talent injection just to get to where we ought to be as championship baseball. I don't trust the general manager to do it. I sure as hell don't trust the manager to manage it. We've got a team that's scared of the breaking ball, late on the fastballs, static on the base path. Can't wait.
Thanks for the call, Eric. That's all I've got. Remington in Manhattan, stay on for Chris. Jonathan in Los Angeles, my guy, I'm sorry, bruh. I know you dealing with them Dodger fans. I saw some of them out here, they're hella confident. And they should be. Like, they're standing on our streets. Like, what are you going to do about it? Again, they did it in June. They're right back here doing the same thing because they got a team. They got a squad with experience, guys that can hit. And they don't have to hit the ball, you know. You guys watch the game. they hit enough, and they hit the ball out of the ballpark. And, yeah, the Yankees can't figure it out. Coming up next is Chris McMonagle. He'll have a full show to take you through the game, take your calls, and see where we are. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.